Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Chaf Zayin. We are on the bottom of Chaf Vav Amud Beis, and we're in this discussion, in the middle of this discussion, about Tumah of Begadim. We had said above, at the top of Chaf Vav Amud Beis, or really at the bottom of Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that anything that comes out of a tree, any clothing that is made from something that grows, does not have Tumah, cannot contract Tumah, even if it's 3x3 etzbos, meaning implying that and bigger, meaning it's not makabel tumah. And Abaye had said that is the same shita as Debei Rabbi Yishmael, that the base medrash of Rabbi Yishmael said that if you look at the top of Chavav Amud Beis, so like four lines down, just to read it again. Tani Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Hol v'nemru begadim b'tor estam, u'paret l'cha akaso v'echot mehem, tzemru pishtim, ma'lahalan tzemru pishtim, afkan, afkol tzemru pishtim. That Debei Rabbi Yishmael had said that the only clothing that are going to be makabel tumah are tzemer and pishtim, wool and linen. And therefore, they agree with the statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that says that anything that comes from a tree is not makabel tumah, chutz mi pishtan, except for flax, which turns into pishtim, which is linen. And so Abaye said that's the same shita. Rava, on the other hand, said that no, shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim ika beinayhu. That's the continuation of the Gemara I just read. That Rava Amar, that 3x3 tfachim by other begadim, by non-wool or linen clothing, will become tame according to one opinion. Who is that? That's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Meaning, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that these other begadim, not meaning not wool and linen, will become tame from 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. But right, they won't become tame from 3 etzbos, 3 fingers by 3 fingers, but they will become tame 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. And the Tanit Debei Leo does not hold, Tanit Debei Rabbi Yishmael does not hold of that sheet, that they hold that they still will not become tame. Okay? So now we're down at the bottom over here. We had learned the source from those psuka, from some of those halachos later in the Amud, and now we're 4 lines up. And the Gemara says, Ula Rava, according to Rava's Shita, yeah, that they're arguing, that there's a nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael, is this case of other begadim that are at least 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. The Amar Shloshal Shloshal Bishar begadim, right, that Ikabinahu, that there's a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Islay, and Latana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Leslay. Right, from the fact that Rava says that according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, he holds that there is tuma for non-wool or linen clothing if they're bigger than 3x3 tefachim. So shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim minale. Where does he get that from? Right, we had brought some other sources yesterday on Amud Beis for what were some of the makoros we learned? We learned for Shesiva Erev and Shalosh Al Shalosh, 3 etzbos and 3 etzbos. Where does Rava learn the halakha? Again, Abaye holds that nobody holds this as tumah. Right? Abaye holds that according to both opinions, only wool and linen contract tumah. Rava says no. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, so even non-wool and linen clothing that are 3x3 tefachim will contract tumah. So the Gemara simply wants to know minale. How do you know? Where does Rava get that from? So Nafka, he learns it out from the pasuk of me'o beged. Or a beged, right? The pasuk says by shrotzim, by the tumah of shrotzim. Shrotzim are creepy crawling things, and there are a few of them, right? The parak of shmona shrotzim. There are 8 of them that will contract, that will convey tumah. So the pasuk says if a bunch of items touches the shrotzim, so they become tame. One of the things that the pasuk talks about is a beged, and the pasuk says oh beged or a piece of clothing. The Tanya, like we learned in Braisa, beged. The pasuk says beged, a piece of clothing. Ainli ela beged shlosha shlosha. Ainli ela beged. That only teaches me that a full piece of clothing can become tummy. Shlosha shlosha b'shar begadim minayin. How do you know that even if these non-wool or linen begadim that are at least 3x3 tfachim, how do you know that they become tame? Tame lomar. So the pasuk says, "O beged." The O will include those clothing. Va'abaye, and Abaye who holds that these other clothing do not become tame bichlal. Hi, Obeged, my Avidle. What does Abaye use that pasuk of Obeged for? Mibayle, the rabbos, shalosh al shalosh, betzamro pishtim, demetame bishrotzim. He will use that pasuk to teach me that 3x3 etzbaos is the shear for wool and linen to be metame by shrotzim, right? Again, we had said that wool and linen, the pasuk says wool and linen is metame by nigayim, by tzaras, and we learned that therefore all types of tumah by clothing is only wool and linen. So how do you know that the size, the shear, is 3x3 etzbaos instead of 3x3 tfachim? So from this pasuk of Obeged, according to Abaye, v'rava, and Rava, where does he get that from? How does he know that halacha? So gali rachmana gabi negayim v'hu adin l'shiratzim. Well, he learns it from negayim. Again, the negayim is the source of where we know tzemro pishtim. That's where it mentions it. So he learned it from tzaras, from negayim. But again, that we said before, vehabeged will teach me that 3x3 etzbaos, right? We had that drasha on Amud Beis. So we learned that drasha by Negayim, and Rava transports it over to here by Tuma of Shrotzim. Vehabaye, and Abaye, why doesn't he do that? So Ikam lemifrach, he could ask a question against that logic, right? Mala Negayim shken shesiv eriv metami bahim. Right, to learn from one thing to the next, they need to be comparable. You can't teach me a halacha from one area to a halacha to another area of Torah that's totally not comparable. So if negayim have a special stringency, a special chumrah, you can't necessarily teach me a halacha from negayim then apply it to shrotzim. So that's what Rabbi is doing here. He's saying that by negayim, the shasi and the erev, if you remember, that's literally translated as the warp and the woof, I think. We had yesterday. Basically, what those are unwoven threads that are waiting to be woven into a beged. The pasuk says specifically that by tzaras, by negayim, that those things will become tame. But that's not true by shrotzim. If it touches one of the creepy crawly things, it doesn't become tame. So therefore, Abaye won't learn from negayim to shrotzim. V'idach. And what about Rava? So Gemara says isal kadaitach negayim chamiri. If you would have thought that negayim are more chamur, and you can't learn from one to the next, lichtov rachmana gabi shrotzim velesu negayim inayu. If you would have thought that negayim is more chamur than shrotzim, so the pasuk should have written this whole concept of 3x3 etzbaos by shrotzim, and we would have learned kal vachomer to negayim. So since the Torah doesn't do that, apparently you see that shrotzim that negayim is not any more chamur than shrotzim. They must be on the same wavelength if you can learn, and therefore you can learn one to the next. V'idach and Abaye, back and forth here. Negayim mishrotzim lo asu. He doesn't learn negayim from shrotzim. You can't learn that from one from the next. The ikla mifrach, because you can ask again against that comparison. Mala shrotzim shekim metame b'kadasha. Shrotzim has a different level of tumah. The size of the sheretz that will become that will convey tumah is smaller than the size of the nega that will convey tumah. That by a sheretz, all you need is bekadosha, like a lentil. The size by a tzaras is a gris, I think. Is that here in Rashi? Yeah. That by tzaras is a gris. A gris, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is 9 times bigger than a kadosha. So the minimum size of negayim, of tzaras, is much bigger than the minimum size of shrotzim. So you see that that you can't learn one for the next because the shrotzim has an extra chumrah. Okay, now what would Rava say back to that? So Tosfos is a whole thing over here that honestly I didn't actually understand because that's the end of the Gemara. The Gemara ends off over there, but obviously Rava would have to respond to that because he does learn negayim from shrotzim. And he says, Tosfos says over here, Tosfos Dibur Maskal Shekein, Rava Afagav de Pircha Gemurah, even though this is a pretty good point, right? How could you learn negayim from shrotzim if shrotzim have this extra chumrah? Lo chashiv le, right? Rava didn't consider this. That wasn't an important enough distinction to him. De lo havi ele gilui milsa ba'alma, de gali rachmana ben negayim. It's only a gilui milsa ba'alma. It's only revealing some sort of information in general that the Torah did by negayim, that 3x3 is considered a beged, and so too the truth that is true by shrotzim as well. Okay, I'm to be totally honest, I didn't understand exactly what Rava would say back to that, or why Rava didn't think that was a significant retort, I guess, to use an art scroll word. Okay, Abaye says, Hi Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Mapik Miidach Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. This Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel that we quoted earlier disagrees with another statement of Debei Rabbi Yishmael. Right? The two statements disagree with each other. The Tani Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Beged, the Pasuk says Beged, Ein li ela Beged Tzemer Pishtim. Menayin l'rabos Tzemer Gemalim with Tzemer Arnavim. Notes as, well, I should really slow down here. The Pasuk says Beged, right? That a Beged, we're talking about a Sheretz Tumah, if it touches one of the creepy crawling things. So a Beged can become Tamei. Ein li ela Beged Tzemer Pishtim. That only refers to wool or linen. Minayin l'rabos, how do I know to include tsemer gemalim, wool from camels, tsemer arnovim, wool do rabbits have wool? I'm not sure. Whatever you call the hide or the hair of rabbits. Notza shal ezim, also hair of goats, right? Clothing made from these substances. Yeah, ashirin is silk, aklach, vasrikin are different types of silk. So how do you know that those are also able to become Tamei from Shratzim? So Talmud Lomer, O Beged. The Pasuk of O Beged includes those other types of Begadim. That's obviously against the other statement that we had that said that only wool and linen will become Tamei, not these other things. Okay. Rava Amar. Rava says, no. Ki ha les le lahach tana de berishma b'shar begadim shalosh al shalosh. But shalosh al shlosha is le. No, Rava says that the machokas between the two tana de berishma is simply in terms of size. That the first one doesn't hold of... meaning the first one holds that there's no tuma by 3x3, 3x3 etzbos, but he does hold that there's tuma by 3x3 tfachim. Gemara says, wait a second, that's not what Rava holds. Va Rava who the Amar Shlosh al Shlosh b'Shar b'Gadim, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Islay. The time of Rabbi Debei Rabbi Shmuel Leslay. Right? Didn't we say that we started today's daf by saying that Rava holds the difference between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and time of Debei Rabbi Shmuel is 3x3 tefachim? So how could Rava say that the original time of Debei Rabbi Shmuel holds that 3x3 etzbaos don't become tamei, but 3x3 tefachim does become tamei? Because you said the whole difference was, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, 3x3 tefachim do become Tamei, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, 3x3 tefachim does not become Tamei. So how can you tell me now that, no, really, Rabbi Shmuel holds 3x3 tefachim does become Tamei? So the Gemara says simply, Hadar be Rava, meahi. Yeah, you're right. Rava took it back. Rava took back what he held before, which renders all of this discussion not pointless, chas v'shalom, but that would cancel out all the discussion we just had. V'boi seima, or another answer, to try and save all of this that we just talked about. One second, sorry. Yeah, okay. Ha Rav Papa, Amra. Really? No, it really is Rav Papa. The second statement over there is really Rav Papa. Again, just what we said before, that according to Debei Rabbi Yishmael, that 3x3 etzbos is not become tuma, but 3x3 tzvachim does. That was Rav Papa. Rav Papa Omar, because Rav Papa says, Af kol, the pasuk of Af kol, not the pasuk, sorry, when Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael said, if you look at his statements, it's important to flip back, if you look on Amud Beis, what did Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael say? Fourth line down in Chavav Mabez, Nemra Begadim Batora Stam Uprat Lacha Akasa Be'echad Mehem Betzamer Upishtim. It says Begadim in general throughout the Torah, usually just by itself, Beged, without any explicit explanation in terms of what type of Beged, and then it says once, i.e. by Tzaras, that it's Tzamer Upishtim, that it's wool and linen. Mala Halan Tzamer Upishtim, just like by Tzaras it's Tzamer Upishtim. Af kol, that's important, notice those words, af kol, so too by all other clothing, it's also referring to tzemer upishtim. So now back to our Gemara, Rav Papa Amar, what does Rav Papa say? Af kol, what's this af kol? What does it mean when, just like tzaras is wool and linen, so too all other begadim are also wool and linen? Lasuye kilayim, that means that it's talking about kilayim, that it's teaching you what's usher by kilayim. Just like by tumah, meaning nothing to do with the mekabel tumah of other begadim, but it's teaching you a halacha in kilayim, that just like a beged by tzaras consists of wool and linen, so too, what is kilayim? Wool and linen. Yeah, wool and linen. That's what that drasha, that's what of Tanya Bar Rabbi Yishmael is really coming to teach you. And therefore, Rav Papa is the one who can teach us excuse me, who can say that according to Rabbi Shmuel, they hold that 3x3 etzbos is not mekabel toma, but 3x3 tefachim can be mekabel toma. Okay, so yeah, a little tough, but the Gemara is going to has kasha on this also. The Gemara says kilayim. What do you mean, Rav Papa? You're telling me that Tanya Rabbi Shmuel's drasha is to teach me what is ushered by kilayim? Just like it says wool and linen by tzaras, so too it says wool. Therefore, it's wool and linen by kilayim. Kilayim behegi ksivile. It says ksivbe. It says beferish in the pasuk that what is kilayim, right? Lo tilbos shatnez tsemer upishtim yachtav. It says don't wear shatnez. That's wool and linen together. So sakvadaita chamina. So you said, why do you need this drasha? Because you might have thought to say honey mili derech levisha. That's only if you're wearing it. Aval baha'Allah. Ha'alah, but if you're just putting on top of you, so kol tremini aser. You might have thought that any two different items that are combined into one beged is aser, and therefore you needed to teach me that even ha, it's meaning in any scenario, it's only wool or linen. Gemara says lav kabal chomerhu. What do you mean? That doesn't make any sense. You would have thought that wearing is aser, but that only wearing, but if you throw something on top of you. So that includes all other types of items? What are you talking about? Malavisha de kam is hane kule gufe mi kilayim. Amres temeru pishtim in midi achrini lo. By Levisha, where the whole body is benefiting from this kilayim. You're wearing a shirt. It's covering your whole body, basically. You're benefiting from this shirt. And you said the only two things that are usher is wool and linen. But nothing else is mutter. Nothing else is usher. So Allah lakol shekin. So if you just threw it on top of you, so certainly, it would also, you're wearing it on your head, you're covering your legs, certainly that's also, you should only be in, limited to wool and linen. So it must be that this is incorrect. There's no way Rav Papa would have interpreted this this in this way, and that can't be true. It must be, I think it's a joke, but I don't think... something that's not true, a mistake. Okay, I thought it was a joke, but I'm beseder. I'll have to look it up later. Weiter. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, Af kol la'asuye tzitzis. That what is Tanya Rabbi Shmuel's drasha? It's talking about the halacha of tzitzis. That just like in Tzaras, is only wool and linen is mekabel toma, so too, you're only chayev to wear tzitzis in a beged of wool and linen. So the Gemara says again, tzitzis behediktiv. It says straight up about tzitzis. What you need to wear tzitzis on. Lo tilbash tzatnez, tzemeru pishtim, taselach. I think that's a possible, right? It says, right, we juxtaposed shatnez and tzitzis. We had that before. It says straight up, tzemeru pishtim. You don't need to teach me ugedilin taselach. And it says right afterwards that you need to make tzitzis. We had the drasha already. What do you mean you needed to learn? Tanya Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel had to learn from Tzaras, Begad Pishtim, Tzemeru Pishtim. Well, it says straight up by Tzitzis, Tzemeru Pishtim. That's what's chayiv. So, Sagadai Techamina, you might have thought, Kidarava. Like Rava, the Rava Ramiksiv. Because Rava compared to Psukim and learned out a halacha from these two seemingly contradictory Psukim. That's whenever it says Rami Ksiv, he basically compared to Psukim and he learned a contradiction and therefore learned a halacha. So the pasuk says, Hakanaf, that Hakanaf Psil Techeles. Yeah, the pasuk says, Rashi explains, what's Hakanaf? That we say it in Kriya Shema every day. Venasnu al tzitzis Hakanaf Psil Techeles. So again, just to slide over to Rashi over here, Dibal Masko Ksiv Hakanaf, the Hakanaf Kray Seirahu. That word Hakanaf in between, right? Venasnu al tzitzis Hakanaf Psil Techeles. The word Hakanaf there is extra, because the Ksiv Kanfevig Dehem Dorosam. It already says that you have to put tzitzis on the Kanafim, on the Kanfevig Dehem. So what do you need to tell me? You have to put tzitzis on the Kanaf, on the corner. Kanaf is a corner. You already told me Kanfevig Dehem. You already told me put tzitzis on the corner. So you would have thought it means min knaf. You need to put tzitzis to on, as Rashi says, min hatalis yehea tzitzis. I mean, you'd have to have the same min is species, but the same whatever the garment is made out of. That's what you need to make the tzitzis out of. That's what that extra hakanaf implies. But uksiv, the pasuk also says tzemeru pishtim yachtav. that you have to have wool and linen together, meaning gedilin tasalach, implying, Rashi says, that you need to make the tzitzis from tzemer. If the beggar is from tzemer, you can make the tzitzis from pishtim. So Gemara says, HaKetzad, how does that work? So learned Rava, tzemer upishtan, potrin, if you have tzemer upishtan, if you have your tzitzis made out of either tzemer or pishtan, meaning referring to the tzitzis, bein b'minan, bein shalom b'minan. That works whether the beged is the same min or a different min, the same item, the same wool or linen or not. But shar minan, but if you have your tzitzis made out of something else, so that's only b'minan potron. That only works if the beged is made from the same min, shalom b'minan ein potron. But if it's a beged that's not the same min, if it's not the same item, so then it's not good. That those tzitzis are no good. So m'sakad aitach k'derava. You might have thought that the halacha is like Rava, that that's the halacha he learns from tzemer upishtan yachdov. That's what we learn from there. So kamash malan. That therefore Tana Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel is teaching us that no. That's not how you interpret the pasuk of tzemer upishtan by tzitzis, and therefore he needed to teach me that tzemer upishtan. Garments are the only ones that are chayiv in tzitzis. Okay, Am Ravacha Brei Derava, the Ravashi. Ravacha Brei Derava said to Ravashi, "Latana de Rabbi Shmuel, according to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, my shnol in tuma, de marbi shar begadim. Why? What is different about tuma where other begadim can be makabel tuma?" Again, because we said that, according to that understanding, that they would be metame, something that's 3x3 tefachim, by shar begadim. So what's the difference by tuma that will be metame, will include other begadim, dechtiv o beged, because the pasuk says o beged. So hachanami, so 2x tzitzis, lema l'rabos shar begadim, me'asher techaseba. You should also include other begadim in a chiyuv tzitzis from the pasuk that says, asher techaseba, any clothing that you cover yourself, right? That seems to imply any type of beged. So the Gemara says, "Ahu la suye ksus suma hudasa." That pasuk is telling me to include the clothing of a blind person. That even though a blind person, well, you'll see in a second, the Tanya is relented in a brisa uri semo. So, since the pasuk says by tzitzis that you have to be able to see them, so you might have thought that a blind person's clothing is potter from tzitzis because he can't see them. So Kamash Malan, that pasuk of Asher Tekaseba to include a blind person's clothing. The Tanya, again, just to go a little lighter. The Tanya, like Melinda Brisa, Uri Samoso, Prat Luxus Lila. That pasuk that says you have to see the tzitzis, that excludes a nightgown, some sort of pajamas. Ata Omer Prat Luxus Lila, you're telling me that excludes pajamas, O Eno Ela Prat Luxus Suma. Maybe it should exclude the clothing of a blind person. So Kshu Omer Asher Tekaseba, when the pasuk says any clothing that will cover you, Harik Sus Suma Amor. The clothing of a blind person has been said already and included in the mitzvah tzitzis. Gemara says, "Hamani mekayim risamoso." So therefore, what are you fulfilled by the pasuk of you have to see the tzitzis or risamoso? Prat luxus laila. That excludes pajamas, anything you only wear at night. Umara isa says, "Ask the Gemara, Umara isa rabos suma lehotzi luxus laila. Where did you get that from? Why did you include a blind man's clothing and exclude nightwear, nightgowns, pajamas?" Marba and Iksusuma, why don't we include the clothing? This is the Gemara answers that Marba and Iksusuma, Shiyeshna Beria, Eitzalachirim, I'm including the clothing of a blind person. Why? Because other people can see his clothing. Umotze and Iksuslaila, Shayna Beria, Eitzalachirim. And I'm going to exclude nightwear because no one else can see it. Again, at night they had no electricity. So at night is, if you have to see it, that implies only during the daytime. So the Gemara says, why don't you use that pasuk to include other types of clothing aside from wool and linen? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Mistabra, does that make any sense? We're talking about, the pasuk is talking about tzemer upishtim. Marbet tzemer upishtim. So we should therefore include another piece of clothing that's either wool or linen, i.e. a blind person's clothing. So Karbet tzemer upishtim, marbet shar begadim. What are you going to tell me that if you're talking about wool and linen, you want me to include other begadim that are not wool and linen? It doesn't make as much sense as to include another set of begadim that belong to a blind person. Okay, almost done with the Tumah Taharah stuff. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Rishim ben Elazar v'sumchus amru dever echad. Rishim ben Elazar and Sumchus, they agree, they say, they're saying the same halacha. Rishim ben Elazar heard the Amran. Rishim ben Elazar, that's what we said in Chafav and Aleph, just to flip back. It's always good to flip back. Too far. I got my fingers stuck here. Yeah. Okay, so Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Kol Yotzei Min Ha'Eitz Imbo Mishem Shalosh Hashalosh U'Misachimbo Chutz Mipishtan. And the important part is at the end here, for at least at this point, right? You're allowed to use it for schach, anything that comes out of a tree, except for flax. And so that's going to agree with the Sumchus. And if you flip back to our Gemara, so now Rabbi Shimon, again, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar had the Amran. Sumchus, what's that sheet? That's the Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa. Sumchus Omer, Sichacha Betave, if you used flax that had already been spun, then it is, then Psula, that is no good. Because it already can become Tame by Negoyim. Now, Rashi says here that the actual main point is not what we quoted by Sumchus. Sumchus quotes this example of spun flax, and he says at the end of Rashi, the Ramascha Sichacha, to teach me that spun flax can be metame right away. You know, you don't need to wait for them to be whitened or, I guess, bleached in an oven. Like that's what we said before, that if you bleach stuff in an onion, right, in an oven, we had that discussion earlier in Shabbos. But the actual main point is that, as Rashi says, Hu adin nami l'onein, it's even for a bundle of flax that has not yet been spun. And that's exactly what, what's it called, that Shem ben Elazar says, that that flax has not yet been spun, meaning flax that comes from the tree, right, you chop it off the ground, flax is no good for schachs. So even if it's not spun, so it's still mekabel tumah. So the Gemara says, come on, who's that shita like? Who says that? Where did he get that from? Right, usually something that comes from a tree is in a mekabel tumah. So, let's see. Yeah, sorry, lost the place. Come on, ki hai tana, like this tana, did sound like we learned in the Mishnah. Shesiva erev, metame ben agayim miyad. That's already, again, that's the that's the threads waiting to be woven into a garment. That, we said, is mekabel metame ben agayim. That's from the, straight up from the pasuk. Devar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hashsi, at what stage are these unwoven threads mekabel tumah? Rabbi Yehuda says, Misha Yishle, only from after they get put in the oven to be whitened, to be bleached. The Ha'erev, and the other thread, the other type of thread, I'm not sure if it's the woof or the warp, I forget already which one, but Miyad, that already is metame immediately. And the bundle of flax, right, the unspun flax is when they've been bleached, right, when they've already been put in the oven and they've been whitened. That last point from Rabbi Yehuda is exactly what we're talking about, that even unspun flax can be mekabel tumah, right? Again, if the whitening process, if the burning, they put it in the oven, the bleaching process, that's the word, happens before it is spun, so that's how you know that unspun flax is still mekabel tumah and therefore no good for schach. Whew, okay, I hope I said that okay. Again, I myself don't understand it, you know, 110%, but I hope it came out okay. Mitzvah Shem will go weiter with the Mishnah Mitzvah Shem tomorrow on Erev Shabbos.